Hi everyone, my name is Leo Rossi, and I'm here to share my experiences of starting out as an olive farmer. My wife and I bought a small farm in the south a couple of years ago, and I want to tell you about the reality of our very first harvest.
When we first moved, the locals warned us about the unpredictable weather. I was mentally prepared for a severe drought during the summer, or perhaps strong winds in the autumn. But what actually caught us off guard was the heavy snow that arrived late in the winter. It caused several of the older tree branches to snap, which was devastating.
As the olives began to grow, I kept a close eye out for pests. Most olive farmers will tell you horror stories about the olive fly or tiny worms that ruin the fruit. Fortunately, we didn't see any of those. Instead, our main problem was birds. A massive flock of them decided our orchard was the perfect dining spot, and they took a fair portion of our crop. When autumn arrived, it was time for the harvest. There are various ways to do this. Large commercial farms use tractors that literally shake the trees, but that felt too aggressive to me. I initially considered just picking them individually by hand, but with 500 trees, that would take forever. Ultimately, we compromised and used wooden rakes to gently comb the branches and detach the fruit.
Of course, you need a way to collect them as they fall. I'd seen pictures of traditional farmers letting them drop into woven baskets, which looks very romantic. However, the modern and much more practical approach is to lay out huge plastic nets beneath the trees. We did this, and it made gathering the fallen fruit so much easier.
The next stage is sorting and cleaning the olives. You'd think this would be simple, but it's incredibly tedious. We didn't have to worry about removing the olive stones, as the press does that later, but picking out all the leaves, and even worse, the small branches that had fallen into the mix, was absolutely mind-numbing work. Every single one had to be removed by hand.
By the time we finished sorting, our kitchen looked like a disaster zone. I had expected a bit of dirt, but the freshly picked olives seep a dark liquid. They left purple marks completely covering our hands, our clothes, and the kitchen floor. It took days of scrubbing to get things looking normal again.
Next came the exciting part, taking our crop to the local olive press. I had called ahead and booked a specific time slot, so I assumed we'd just drive in and dump our fruit. But to my frustration, the manager handed me a lengthy registration form to complete before they would even weigh my truck. It took 30 minutes to fill out.
Finally, the pressing was done and the oil was bottled. We rushed home, toasted some bread, and poured our fresh oil over it. We were expecting that classic, rich, peppery flavour you get from premium oils. Instead, we took a bite and looked at each other in dismay. It had an overpowering taste of bitter almonds, which was definitely not what we wanted for a salad dressing.
So, where had we gone wrong? I spoke to a neighbouring farmer who tasted our oil. He explained that timing is everything. We had been so eager and worried about autumn storms ruining the crop that we didn't wait for the fruit to mature. We had picked them when they were too green, which resulted in that harsh, unpleasant flavour.
Well, it was a steep learning curve, but we are much better prepared for this year's harvest. The trees look healthy, and if we get the timing right, we should produce some fantastic oil. We don't plan to sell it in supermarkets. Our goal for the upcoming season is to partner with a local restaurant that appreciates high-quality organic produce. Wish us luck!